This is an
Get It In
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Well, that's not right, is it?
I thought he was coming in just
Who's running the board that would put together and produce something to that effect, what it was supposed to be run on Tuesday, to run now? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed it, because that is going to be the new intro when Peter returns on January 3rd. But no, Peter didn't just randomly pop on. He is not here. It is me, Anthony Pusick. Hi, everybody. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Just on Ray Rowe on this New Year's Eve. And I'd like to start by saying good evening to Larry.
Hardest thing in Butler for the K's.
Not only are their names not on the show, Ty, now they're all lumped into being all of Michael K.
So disrespectful.
I would never suggest Larry is ever disrespectful. Larry's one of the nicest people in this business.
No, he is.
But, as we know, when you make, I wouldn't even call it a mistake, when you have a flub on this show,
you give a good lineup.
It does happen to
Mark Conha?
Yeah. Edgardo Escobar.
Something like that.
Thrash Vomit is their favorite group.
There's no such fan.
Easy organizations change directions.
Oh, no.
So, that happens. Hi, Ty.
Jumping through inferno-laced tables.
That was Buffalo the Bills. That was earlier this week, right? With Dan?
Bills fans are crazy.
Yeah, what was it, 70,000 Dave Rothenbergs?
Could you imagine being in a stadium with that?
That'll scare the neighbors, huh?
With that lunatic?
I don't know, 70,000 of them.
70,000 lunatics. Who, by the way, if the team loses that game, they're all like not going home to their families. It's a lot of hotel rooms.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guys,
a lot of people walking the streets, too.
It's been a fun week, guys. I've had a lot of fun. It's been a good time. Ty, thank you for holding it down yesterday. You, Joe Leo, Harvey Cruz. How was that? Was it fun?
We had a blast, man. Unfortunately, Syracuse lost, but we still managed to have some fun.
Pinstripe Bowl, right?
Pinstripe Bowl.
Wow. What was it today that we were watching? The Duke Mayo Bowl and probably one of the scariest mascots I've ever seen in my life?
Eyebrows.
It was a Duke's Mayo can with eyebrows. By the way, why is it that the winning coach, I think it was the Maryland head coach, that got Mayo dunked on his head? Shouldn't it be the NC State coach that gets the Mayo dunked on his head?
Yeah, I don't
Nobody
know if
should
I've
have got
ever,
the Mayo dunked on their head.
I've ever experienced
That's a different story entirely.
Victory and said, here's a great time to have Mayo dunked. That just feels gross. Imagine mayonnaise being all over your body.
Ugh. I can't. Ugh.
See, now there you go. We fill the dunk tank with mayo at the beach bash.
There we go.
Now down 90 degrees. No shower either, by the way.
Mayo and water.
That way nobody wins, because then you got to do the show. Ooh, like, if we do it before the show and then, like, Don or Michael, because it's not going to be – I really don't think it's going to be Peter, has to sit in mayo-laced clothing.
Oh, that's just
– in the middle of the summer, the seagulls will start pecking at him. This could be something. I like this. Let's get Duke Mayo. We're going to get Duke Mayo on the phone.
You're making me nauseous.
If you're keeping track at home, Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, because, you know, everything has to have a sponsor and it doesn't make any sense, is going on right now on ESPN. South Carolina leading Notre Dame by a touchdown. Mm. And, of course, as you guys know, and for those of you that don't know at home, we have the four TVs set up here at the station.
That's right.
So on ESPN2, we have the American Cornhole League. I think this is the college championship. Which Jacob and I have been fascinated by over the last hour. That's why I didn't get the right intro in, because I was busy watching Jake Brannon and Landon Crabtree in the college cornhole championship in the quarterfinals.
For those keeping score at home, people are actually watching these games.
Oh, I think so. You know, Dan Gross is heavily invested in these college bowl games. Absolutely,
the bowl games where no one's playing in them.
Yeah, a lot of guys sitting out this year, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys. I was looking up because my dad and my brother are big Notre Dame fans, and I saw the top tight end for Notre Dame was talking on the sidelines in street clothes. I'm like, oh, well, he didn't feel like it was necessary to play. I believe the Notre Dame quarterback transferred before all this happened, too. So, I mean, really, it's just, you know.
That sounds good.
There's a lot going on there. We got NFL Network. We got NFL Network transfer on just in case. And of course, and Ty, I know you told me, so thank you for reminding me. Germany, Austria, 4-1 in the World Juniors out on NHL Network. Nice. So we got that going for 4-1 in the second period. This has been a fun tournament also. But
there we go.
Enough about college bowl games. Enough about the World Juniors. We have big, big football games this
football!
Week. Oh, yes.
Yes, football! They're playing football!
They certainly are.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
Well, you better be. He's starting for the Arizona Cardinals against the Atlanta Falcons this week.
Ooh.
I think that this show has kept David Blow's career alive.
It's not even the question.
And I don't, and that's not even a disrespect to him, although it sounds like one.
Wait, so what time's that game on Sunday?
I think that's 1 o'clock on Sunday.
They should play that 5 hours earlier.
No, I think they should. I think they should
on the Ocho.
Just put it, yeah, should be flexed.
It should be flexed to where? Where are we putting it?
Flexed to 5 a.m.
That's on after Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve at Ryan Seacrest. That's the 1 a.m. vehicle. They don't go out to Fergie in California to play it until 3 a.m.
Put it on tape delay. I don't want to watch it live. Like that's
like
the old
days.
That only
it's like
needs
well,
to be watching tape delay.
If you missed that game, sorry,
yeah,
you
exactly.
missed out.
You just missed it.
But no,
exactly.
Of course, David Blow has to lead ANN. But no. There's a massive game at MetLife. Giants Colts win, and the Giants are in. Saquon Barkley, well aware of what's at stake.
We all aware of what's at stake and what's accomplished, but you can't get lost in that. You got to keep focused on the main thing, and that's coming out here. I know the record doesn't say it, but you know, they've been playing really well. A really good defense over there. A lot of talented guys, and we got to get back to playing you know, type of football, take care of the ball, take care of the little things, and you know, if you look out throughout the course of the season, when we do that, we put ourselves in position to win football games, and that's just the focus. Try whatever we can do to win this game, and you know, everything else is at stake. You know, if you take care of what you got to take care of, the rest will handle itself.
I don't see how the Giants lose this game.
It would be very sad if they lost.
I don't see how they lose this game.
I would be very sad.
How are you losing to this Indianapolis Colts team?
And I'm on record. I've been on record since they were 7-2 saying the season's not a failure if they don't make the playoffs, mainly because I didn't. Ty, you know how I am as a Giant fan. I don't think they are that talented. I do not think they are that good.
But at 7-2, and
you saw
what,
and how many games have they won since then?
Yeah, but all it's, at 7-2, if you're going to rightfully give adulation in the direction of Brian Daboll for being the coach of the year, you can't go from 7-2 to missing the playoffs when all it took was 9 wins to get in. So, yeah, that like Michael always says, you got to recalibrate your expectations mm-hmm. and how you view things. You look at it through a different prism as you progress through the season. At the start of the year, no one would have argued that it would have been a disappointment. But to get to 7-2 and miss the playoffs? No. But good thing it's not going to happen because you're playing probably the worst team in all of football.
I did not recalibrate. I will say this. Now, at this point, where all you have to do is beat Indy to win to get in, that would be disappointing to me. Mm-hmm. But would I, if I go through the end of the season and the Giants somehow do not make the playoffs, will I be that upset? Not really, just because the leap that they've taken this year alone is so amazing to me, considering I think I had them winning like 3 or 4 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is what's most important. Now, Rick DiPietro would say on the morning, which you can start hearing him, 6 to 10, starting January 3rd, right here on 98.7 with this guy.
Let's go!
Dave Rothenberg. He would say, you never know what's going to happen, because ask the Raiders how they think they were going to do now that they had Devontae Adams with Derek Carr this year. Doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs. Nope. So, but either way. Big game, Wink Martindale, D coordinator for the Giants, who I've come to really like, not only for what he's done for the defense, but just his press conferences. He had a message for the fans.
What exciting times we have going right now. Everybody's talked about how they, you know, we want playoff football around here. Here's what we need. We need playoff fans to show up for this game and be as loud as they can be. And, you know, I know it's New Year's Day, so if you have one going on New Year's Eve, keep it going and take it all the way through the game. If not, get plenty of rest to be ready to be loud on Sunday. But, can't wait for it. It's gonna be exciting times here for our great fans, all right, and for our guys on defense.
And if you choose to bring the party, Uber or Lyft, please. If you're gonna bring the party from New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, Uber or Lyft yourself to the game, or take was NJ Transit that's over there?
Yes.
Take NJ Transit. Do that. Don't bring the party in your own car, please.
Let's just hope that for the Giant fans, he's calling on to be at the game, rife with energy. That somehow the Jets, before that game, don't trade for Lamar Jackson because there will be certain Giant fans giving their season tickets away.
Yeah, how about that guy, huh?
Yeah. That's crazy.
You never know what kind of call you're going to get.
But
Jordan Love.
But keep this in mind. You didn't hear, to prove my point, you didn't hear Wink Martindale say, boy, you don't, defensive coordinators don't get much sleep when they play against Jefferson in Minnesota. You didn't hear any of that, did you? You didn't hear nothing about that. He's not worried. He's asking for fans to come and yell and scream.
What do you call it?
He said worried.
He said Justin Jefferson's top two and he ain't two.
That's right.
That's what he said. I actually heard, guys, at breaking news, I actually know the amount of fans that are going to be at the game. On
really? 70,000 Dave Rothenbergs.
Let's go!
That's
Let's
an exciting
go!
Game because, as I mentioned in the 3 o'clock hour, if before the season I had told you that the Giants would be playing a Week 18 matchup, so
what
let's
if
just
I told
fast
you?
Forward 1 week, mm-hmm. a Week 18 game against Philadelphia, and it wouldn't matter, you would suspect it's because the Giants were so bad they missed the playoffs.
Right.
But if they win this game, then you go into Week 18 just chilling because you're getting ready for the playoffs, which is just outstanding considering what the expectations were coming in. Mm-hmm. You got a chance to get to the final week of the season and it'd be meaningless because you were that much better than what people projected you to be. So that's why Sunday you got to show up. The first time making the playoffs in 6 years, that should be a party at MetLife Stadium.
An injury update for the Giants. Azeez Ojulari questionable. Like I said, I believe it was to you and Dan, Ty, on Monday. Tuesday had to have been. It had to have been Tuesday. Once Azeez Ojulari saw what the Colts offensive line did protecting Nick Foles, his ankle felt a lot better on Tuesday. So he was going to find a way to play in this game. So he is questionable, but all accounts should indicate that he will play. Somebody that was a long shot to play in my mind and was trying to advocate for it a couple of days ago, Xavier McKinney, of course, had the ATV quote-unquote accident when he was on vacation during the bye.
You're a believer in it being an accident?
No, I think it was an accident.
Skeptical that it was an ATV situation?
I think it was an ATV situation, but hey, was I driving? Was I not driving? Who was driving? I don't know. But bottom line, he probably was doing something he shouldn't have done on the ATV. Some guys were popping wheelies on them on Instagram, so you saw that. So to say that, like, you know, he just fell off of it, okay, sure, I'll play along. Anyway, you know, he was practicing very, very lightly this week, and Daboll said it was a long shot that he would play, and he is doubtful. So that would have been a nice boost for the secondary that hasn't had Jackson and McKinney, and since they've been out, the secondary has not looked the same, nor has the defense. But be that as it may, again, the Giants should win this game, and I hope that they do win this game. A game you could hear right here on 98.7, starting at 2 p.m., the coverage. Dan Grasso, Greg Buddle, Ray Dinaham bringing himself back into the studio. Jets, Seahawks in Seattle. No Russell Wilson, though, so I don't get to play.
Mr. Unlimited.
But that's okay. And Robert Saleh.
He's been very limited this year, though.
He's been very limited.
Sadly.
He's been awful.
Very limited. Actually, we asked Robert Saleh about how Russell Wilson's played.
What the F?
That's what he said. but he was also asked, will you scoreboard watch this weekend?
Not scoreboard. And I'm sure human nature, we're going to glance at it. But again, unless we take care of ours, it doesn't matter. And like I've said all week, the playoffs, it's not about the playoffs. It's about getting up off the mat. Had a rough December. Luckily, we get a new month. The game's happening in January. So it's take a deep breath, get off the mat, and get ready to fight.
Now, Ty, you heard how excited Robert Saleh was to go to Seattle on our interview with him on Monday, which you could hear on the Michael Kay Show every week. I think that's the right approach because, like he said, you have not earned yourself the right to worry about other people. Now you still have to worry about yourself. You have to win your games on top of other people helping you out.
Let me ask you a question though, and this is for both you and Larry.
Please.
What's the difference? I feel like I have a pretty good command of the English language.
Sure.
What's the difference between scoreboard watching and glancing? You said, I'm not going to scoreboard watch, probably glance.
Hey, is the scoreboard working? Oh, yeah, I see it. Okay, I see lights. All right,
same
good.
Thing.
We're good.
Of course, they're going to be watching what's happening. And yeah, you want to be dialed into the game, but you're rooting hard for Miami to beat New England this weekend.
What time is that game?
I think that's a 1 o'clock start, if I'm
so
not
he'll
mistaken.
He'll already know.
Exactly.
He won't have to watch the scoreboard. He'll know going in.
Yeah, you're going to know going in.
He's
going
to know. So that's why he won't.
Yeah,
that's
it is
why
a 1
he's
o'clock.
Not going to watch the scoreboard because the meaningful the games that he's got, they'll be over at once.
So is he trying to.
So he'll know.
When coaches say that and the games aren't on at the same time, are they implying that we don't even check our ESPN app and look at what the score is? We have no idea if this game means anything to us or not.
So this actually just, I mean, I'm glad you made that point about the time of the game. If the Dolphins win on Sunday at 1. The Jets play at 4. That means the Jets go into their very the Jets go into their game controlling the destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So right now they don't control their own destiny. But if that game finishes before the Jets take the field, they will, in theory, control their
own
destiny.
There's a chance they control, right? Because what has to happen? Is it a New England loss or a Miami loss?
No,
I forget.
New England has to lose
one
of these two games to end the season. The Miami game, the Miami losing part of it, you'll take care of yourself in Week 18 because you play them head to head.
Right, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. So, yeah, so essentially,
So you won't have to look at the scoreboard.
But again, no more incentive needed than if, you know, we have to keep winning our games anyway.
Absolutely.
So, gotta go beat Seattle. And you know who's going to be ready? That'd be the defense. Jeff Ulbrich told us so.
This defense absolutely has expectation to dominate every time we're on the field, regardless of circumstance. We play this game to go to the playoffs, to win it all, to win a Super Bowl. Absolutely. But I think sometimes when you look at the game in that way and you start looking ahead, we all know that can be trouble, you know? So the guys are, I absolutely believe they're hyper-focused on this game. It's all that matters. And they do believe that defenses win championships and are absolutely necessary to win, especially in December, January, and February.
I know we've gotten on this defense for a couple of drives on this recent skid the Jets have had, but without the play of this defense, I mean, this team's in a completely different stratosphere this year, no?
No, and Zach Wilson's probably playing.
Right.
Because they would be just trying to develop their quarterback if the defense wasn't playing the way they played.
Yeah.
The only thing I want from this defense this week, Ty, Anthony, get off the field on third down. That's all I want. The long drives, these things happen. Get off the field on third down. That's if you do that, you will have a great chance to win this game.
Seems simple enough, no?
Yeah, very simple. Get off the field.
Yeah, I gotta admit, the closer we get to the game, I get more nervous just thinking about Mike White never having been in this situation before. Must win against a team that's lost 5 of 6 games. So it's like dueling thoughts. Mike White scares me just because he's never been in a situation before, but the Seahawks have been so bad lately. This would be a same old Jets game if they lose.
I don't think you got to worry about it, Ty. I really don't. As confident as you guys are in the Giants, I really do think the Jets are going to win this game.
I hope so.
I think they're going to win too, but here's what scares me. And this is what really puts doubt in Ty's mind. What happens if White gets hit?
Well, in comes Joe Flacco, who looked like he rolled out of bed. And that's what annoyed me more than the fumble, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The look.
He was almost like when Michael Vick had to come in the game for the Jets. He was like, I'm just supposed to be the backup. He wasn't ready to play. He wasn't ready.
I remember in college, I played intramural softball,
mm-hmm.
and the game was about to be called because the other team didn't have enough people. So all we needed was to get one more person to come play. So I literally had to drag one of my friends out of her room to come to the softball field, and she had just rolled out of bed. That's how it looked like Joe Flacco was this past that game against
Buffalo.
That's
not nice.
Like he had gotten dragged. Like he wasn't at the stadium during the game. Once Mike White went out, they had to physically go to his place to drag him out of bed to get into that ballpark.
Just taking shots at Joe Flacco.
No, just how he looked.
Well, he was inactive. He's like, oh, I'm not playing anymore. I'm good. I'm not playing anymore. I'm just getting my check on the first and the 15th. I'm good.
But they might need him on Sunday. I mean,
what do you
if we
mean
get
I
to
play, well, he'll at least he took reps this week. I would think as the backup.
Oh man, Larry.
And of course, they got a package of plays for Strebler. He's
ready to
go.
I would like
to.
That. I would like that to see him, do some goofiness in the red zone.
Anything to get some points in the red zone, right? You'll do anything right now to get some points in the red zone.
Oh man.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, one of the main reasons, guys, that the Jets are even in this situation is because Green Bay on Christmas beat Miami.
That's right.
So Mike LaFleur, brother of Matt, the coach of the Green Bay Packers, was asked, was the Green Bay win the best gift your brother ever got you for Christmas?
I don't know if he's ever given me a Christmas present. So. But on the,
really?
But on the yeah, that was a good gift for all of us. So I'm not going to say it's just for me. It was for all of us. It was cool. You know, I was obviously we're off because we played the Thursday, and just be able to sit back and watch that with my wife and be pretty stoic throughout. But when they got the W, you know, it was probably the first smile I had all weekend.
He never
he
got you a Christmas gift?
Stoic throughout. He was not stoic throughout.
He never got a mug?
Oh, come on. And he's gotten a gift from his brother, too.
I mean, really.
You know, what do you mean? I have liked what he got.
That's
but he's gotten a gift.
But hey, I'm sure that in the LaFleur house, the LaFleur household will be thrilled if both teams manage to make the playoffs.
If they both get to the Super Bowl, how about that?
Oh, well, who do you root for then?
That would be interesting. That would be interesting.
That's like when the Niners and the Ravens were both in the Super Bowl, the Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Really.
Any family members gonna wear the half jerseys? Because we've seen that. That's
yes, we have.
Do you think that you? Because everyone says, "Well, I'm just rooting for a good game." Like,
well, everyone has fun.
But I'm saying, like, don't you naturally? I've never watched a game where even if I didn't go into it rooting for someone, like because of how the game played out, something happened, I ended up rooting for a team.
Oh, Larry, I can get Ty in trouble here.
Don't you?
Do
you mean?
You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Everyone has a favorite kid, right, Ty?
Oh, no, especially not this early. But don't you naturally like
one of them's not
going to
remember the conversation. You can tell us. Don't worry. We're amongst friends and the thousands listening. Hope you all have muted.
I promise you, I love both of my kids the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Michael's so disappointed in you right now.
Has he ever admitted on air that
he's never admitted which one? But he says every parent has a favorite kid.
I don't know. I mean, it's still so soon in the game. My kid's what, 3 weeks old?
Right.
My second kid, 3 weeks old.
You could chalk it up as too much coquito. That's fine. Look, this is.
I mean, well, listen. Which child has given you? Which one has given you more sleep? Was it the first one or this one?
My oldest. No.
See, that's what he likes better.
You know, because there could be a ranking. Look, it doesn't necessarily be best and worst. There could be a ranking system.
Sure.
Yeah, there's power rankings in the NFL every week, and some teams make changes. And
it's like when 2K does ratings, they do like different categories. Like this person's good at ball handling. Well, this person's a good shooter. Okay,
one of my sons played with all his toys and kept everything nice and neat. One of them kept me up till 4 a.m. You know what? We look at the film and we get better.
I love them both, but I'm partial to the one that put their toys away.
We continue to improve.
Oh, man. Any doubt that Lamar Jackson was going to play this week was put to bed. He is out. Tyler Huntley gets another start. I'm sure that NBC was thrilled that they flexed that game now.
Must be the money.
For Sunday Night Football.
That's a bad one.
Jalen Hurts. I believe Jalen Hurts is doubtful. And Adam Schefter tweeted out that anybody with a doubtful designation this late in the week has not played. Jalen Hurts probably will not play.
He's doubtful for the rest of the regular season.
That would be, yeah. I hope, you know what, he might as well be doubtful for week 18. Why not?
Why wouldn't he be?
Gardner Minshew, once again.
Oh, baby.
Who I would say did not play too poorly last week against the Cowboys.
No, this is his first time for the season, right? He hadn't played.
You know what I forgot to do, guys? Shout out to Aaron Boone because he pushed last night because it was a 14-point spread. And the Cowboys just decided to not run up the score. So it was 27-13. So Aaron
That's
Boone ends
right
the season 9-6-1.
He's done a great job.
Look, it was better.
Why is the season over for Boone?
Thursday nights is what he picks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And him and Don have the texting relationship. Look, I'm sure that Aaron will be happy to give. Look, I don't need him and Andrew picking Eagles every week, okay?
Wait, but why can't he now go into, you know, picking games the rest of the way?
I think we should get Boone on the phone.
I think we should.
What is it, the jobber rules? He's got an innings limit?
Listen, it's general soreness. General soreness from picking. So he might have to take the rest of the year off. We don't know.
Okay.
You know what? When we get back on Tuesday, we'll work it out with Don. Don will text Aaron. Maybe Peter, they're text buddies now too.
Yeah, I think he should keep picking games. He's doing well. Why stop here?
Somebody had a busy day yesterday, guys.
Who's that?
A Buccaneer quarterback. Not the one you're thinking of, I'm sure. Blaine Gabbert. Just after 5 p.m. Thursday in Tampa, a helicopter carrying a pilot and three passengers crashed upon approaching Peter O. Knight Airport. And two jet skis arrived within minutes to help save those involved in the crash. One of them driven by Gabbert, who helped bring the family to land, and everyone, thankfully, made it out safely.
Wow. That's a great story, man. Shout out to Blaine Gabbert for that.
Shout out to Blaine Gabbert and his jet ski.
Nice.
I don't think
Blaine Gabbert out here saving lives.
I don't think when you're jet skiing in the middle of Tampa, you're thinking, you know what I really could do today? I'm going to save people's lives out of a horrifying helicopter crash.
Wow.
So good for Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's nice for a Bucks quarterback to have a good week, right?
Oh, how dare you take shots? Brady won his last game.
He did.
Beat the Cardinals. Thrilling comeback.
Could win that division, that daunting NFC South.
Which, by the way, can also be won by Sam Darnold.
Isn't that amazing?
Unbelievable.
We can live in a world where Sam Darnold and Geno Smith both make the playoffs, and neither play for the Jets anymore.
And then the Jets missed the playoffs.
No, I think they're making it. I really do.
Man.
I think they are. I think Mike White. I think the return of Mike White is going to make.
And how about this? Teddy Bridgewater, also former Jet quarterback, making the playoffs. That could be.
Well, they'd be relying on him. They need Teddy.
They need Teddy
for 1 week.
This Sunday.
1 week they need him.
We need Teddy to lose the week after.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's a love hate relationship once you leave someone.
Well, you do the same thing you did when he played him here. He was supposed to play, got hurt, and he had the third string quarterback came in. It'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's end on this story. Sure. I'll just read the headline, and you all know what it's about. NBA suspends 11 players involved in the Magic Pistons altercation. I'm sure you guys have seen this. Pistons guard Killian Hayes has been suspended 3 games without pay. Magic center Moritz Wagner, 2 games without pay. And Pistons guard Hamidou Diallo, 1 game without pay for their roles in an on-court altercation. In addition, 8 other Magic players, guards Cole Anthony, RJ Hampton, Gary Harris, and Kevon Harris, no relation, I don't think, forwards Admiral Schofield and Franz Wagner, I can imagine why he'd be involved, and centers Mo Bamba and Wendell Carter Jr. have each been suspended 1 game. Who's playing for Orlando? Without
How did
pay.
Killian Hayes only get 3 games for decking?
For cold cocking someone in the back of the head?
In the back of the head. I mean, with the NBA, as much as I love this league, it's never been more soft when it comes to stuff like that. To only get 3 games, that shocked me.
Did you hear the Detroit PA guy, by the way?
Oh, yes.
Everyone stay in your seat. He saw something. He was thinking back. He was like, oh,
flashbacks.
No. Malice in the Palace, part 2.
Yep.
But no, that was, I mean, you don't, look, guys, I mean, I like hockey, and so people just drop the gloves and punch each other in the face, and that's kind of part of the game. So it's not jarring. That was, to see what happened there was pretty jarring.
Well, you said you like hockey.
I like hockey.
So why are your picks so bad?
Oh. Well, that's a good point. That's a great point.
You don't like hockey.
Wow.
Another shot.
10 game
I need to learn from Ty, who knows much more hockey than I do.
You want me to give you a nice pick?
Want a nice pick? It's a short slate tonight.
I can give you one right
now. Are you
going
to try? We don't even have the sponsor. Are you going to try and break the ice pick streak?
I'm going to do it right here. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go with.
Okay.
The Devils tonight to win outright.
Oh.
In Pittsburgh. There we go.
Devils to win outright. Is this, you know what? I think we're going to have to count this. I think we're going to have to count this as possibly breaking the streak. So it's Devils outright minus 105 against the Penguins. Ty has a nice pick. And with that, I think that'll do it, guys. That's going to do it for ENN on this Friday evening.
Very nice job. Nice job, guys. Nice job. Nice job.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.